Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, did you see this? I mean, you want to talk about narcissism, arrogance? You want to talk about pride? Again, read Isaiah 14. You want to talk about take heed that you stand lest you fall? This brother from another mother just keeps going on. And on in his narcissisms. The president of the United States, I've been a pretty good president, and if I ran for a third term, I would win. Why would he even suggest a narrative, friends? You need to ask yourself that question. I want to tell you why he thinks that way. He thinks that way because up until this point, friends, he has done everything that he has wanted to. Without opposition from those that should oppose him. You know, I just read a comment from an individual that was complaining about Barack Hussein Obama on my Facebook. And he was complaining about how one person destroyed our country. And I went back and I told him, well, 315 to 318 million people let him do it. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. The president of the United States, I've been a pretty good president, and if I ran for a third term, I could win. Again, friends, ask the question, why the narrative? The suggestive narrative that he could be the president for a third term, which, again, is unconstitutionally possible. But the fact of the matter is this individual has not been ruled by the law or the Constitution of our Constitutional Republic since day one, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. As a matter of fact, if I can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, did you know that Obama himself, now I want you to hear this because we know that during his reciting of the Declaration of Independence, he omitted God. He hasn't done this just once or twice or three times, folks. He has done this continuously. But now we're finding out that Obama's altering citizenship oath. He drops requirement to defend the United States of America. America, what more do you need? He just told on himself. He is becoming more emboldened as the days go on. And you have 18 months left of this individual. Because as I said yesterday, because you have been led to believe falsely that he has a right to break the law. He can go out and allow his term to expire before he can be removed, when in fact, folks, that is the furthest thing from the truth. That is ridiculous. But again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama alters citizenship oath, drops requirement to defend the United States of America. Why would he do that? But see, friends, he has been doing that ever since he has been in office. So this comes as no surprise. And folks, rest assured, he's becoming more emboldened and more emboldened. I mean, folks, again, just think again. I've been a pretty good president. If I ran for a third term, I could win. Well, folks, we know that he's in there a second time through fraud, voter fraud, massive voter fraud. Remember what Stalin said, the communist himself. And keep in mind, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you look at another communist criminal. named Barack Hussein Obama. Remember what Stalin said? He said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting of the votes. That's why he's there the second term, friends. And Tea Party after Tea Party after Tea Party across the country, radio interview, television interview, everybody nods their head in an agreement. So you know that he has done this, but you allow him to stay there. This is incredible again, friends. Another day in the life of in the life and times of the American people tolerating a dictator wannabe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, man behind Planned Parenthood body parts trafficking video, blasts the overseer, who's buddy-buddy Cecil Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood. We just found out recently that Barack Hussein Obama now wants to limit oversight concerning whistleblowers. In other words, he doesn't want you telling on people that are committing crimes because he's protecting himself, friends. You need to understand that this is what it is all about. Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini threatens U.S. and mocks Obama. He mocks Obama. Folks, this is all charades again. Just keep in mind, the politicians are the ones creating war. Friends, you know what? Really what it comes down to, I want to say it on two sides of the sword. One on the left side first. You're hated by foreign countries all across the world because of what you've allowed America, your politicians, to do to their countries. Okay? That's one side of the sword. Going to the other side of the sword, folks, it's nothing more than a big charade. And I want to say this. If all these world leaders want to have war, then let's take them and throw them individually in their own portion inside a large fenced area and let them fight it out to the death. Why is it that history teaches us that millions of innocent people fight on the behalf of those that they know that are corrupt? How foolish. The American people need to stand up and take them by the scruff of the neck and throw them in the cage and let them fight it out to the death. Rather than sending your sons and your daughters. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Gulf of Tonkin incident, false flag or not. Check that out. Turkey attack. Now listen again, friends, just to show you how this is all contrived. Turkey's attack on ISIS is a conspiracy orchestrated by Obama and Erdogan in order to advance the Islamic caliphate. You need to understand that Islam is being used just like any other demographic of people. Whether it's the homosexuals, the atheists, the communists, whatever the case is, they're all being used by those that are behind the scenes pulling the strings and paying the bills, friends. Again, Turkey's attack on ISIS is a conspiracy orchestrated by Obama and Erdogan in order to advance the Islamic caliphate. Folks, we're in some serious times, and we need to stand up and rise to the level of expectation on the behalf of our posterity and fight the good fight. My Bible tells me that the Lord is looking for those that will execute justice and judgment, and he would forgive. Now, folks, I'm not saying that overall concerning all 50 states of our union, but I am saying that I do believe that God has not changed in the fact that he's a merciful God, but he's looking for those that he can show himself strong on their behalf if they're willing to see it through. And seeing it through is what the American people need to do today. Starting in their households through repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, then in our communities, then in our towns, then in our cities, and then in our states, and then in our country. That's how this is going to happen, friends. But listen, we can do this. We're going to come right back after this, and we're going to talk about the real legislators are the ones that are on stage. Miley Cyrus, friends, she is one raunchy little girl.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, when you get some time, speaking of the arrogance and the narcissism of the President of the United States of America, do read Deuteronomy 17. Read the whole thing, namely the end of that chapter. Also, going over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, the Lord will bring you and your king, this is judgment, whom you set over you, the Lord will bring you and your king, whom you set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall you serve other gods, wood and stone. In other words, they will bring you back into bondage. They will bring you back into, biblically speaking, folks, biblical vernacular, back to Egypt. That's exactly what's going on here in this country. And again, you have a small amount of people that are destroying your country, but a massive amount of people are allowing it to happen. Shame on you if that's the case in your particular situation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you'd like to check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, Sons of Liberty Media. Jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. You can also go over to the Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, folks. And you can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Want to jump over to the topic so I can get the whole of the content into the show before the end of the show, and so I don't have to jam it all through real quick. I want to take my time. The real legislators are on stage. Now, folks, I'm talking about this topic for the very purpose that just recently someone posted a video of Miley Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus, remember he was the guy that was ripping off other songs in the 90s? His daughter, Miley Cyrus, you know, Disney's little sweetheart who started out all innocent, like so many others that start out in Disney, and then when they get into their teen years, they begin to become corrupt, and they want all those that followed as little kids to follow them straight into the gates of hell, which are wide and broad. And don't think for one moment, friends, it is not a part of an agenda. You better bet your bottom dollar. And again, it's a sign of perfect judgment. And we're seeing that today. So I was looking at this video, and I just clicked onto it. And usually what happens is I get up in the morning, and I start seeing, okay, what's going on in our world? And at night, I'm in the Word of God. And then during the day, I'm usually writing, I'm doing interviews, whatever the case might be. So I started watching this video with Miley Cyrus, and I just thought, wow, wow, wow. I mean, folks, doing a Google search, you can go no further than doing a Google search, because if she's not taking off her clothes to show you how much of a skank she really is. Folks, the word raunchy really comes into play. It really does. Raunchy, raunchy, raunchy. She's talking like a black girl. She's MFing her audience, which are comprised of what? Young girls and young guys. Talking about how she wants you to basically give her, I don't even want to go there, friends. It's just that bad. She's vulgar. She's sexually explicit in every sense of the word. Grubby. It also defines out in the word raunchy. But the word raunchy is exactly fitting in this particular case. I mean, when she was a kid, she led all these little girls into thinking, well, you know, she's great and she's good and she's upright. And after all, she's a little Christian girl, self-proclaimed. Again. We see this all the time. But remember when Jesus said, many will come in my name? And also remember, Jesus said, be not deceived, be not deceived. And remember also that Jesus said, you judge them by their fruit, you judge them by their fruit. By what they do, what they produce. And what is it that this little girl is producing? Miley Cyrus. And I know that she's being used, but friends, she's got to be giving them just permission to be used. You know, the act can't be a part of the actor, right? She's choosing to commit the act, therefore she is the actor, choosing to commit the act. And sell herself down the river, and that's exactly what she's doing, and it's what she's been doing for the last couple of years. But she's getting worse and worse and worse. I couldn't even believe it. It was like a minute video. I told my wife, I said, hey, come in here and check this out. Look at the little self-proclaimed Christian girl selling out a little bit more. And I'm telling you what, she's got one foot on a banana peel and she's got the other one in hell. Either she's going to get saved dramatically for real or she's going to end up paying the piper, friends. You can rest assured. And look at all of the musicians and the actors and actresses that die prematurely because of the way that they act out. Because we know that in Romans 6, it tells us that the end of sin is what? It's death. And that's exactly right. And I don't wish that upon anybody, but it's the choices that they're making. But I'll tell you what I do wish. Well, you know, some people might be saying, well, Bradley, you know, someday, you know, maybe she's just having a hard time right now. Great. Great. I'm driving down the highway. I'm breaking the law. I'm driving erratically, sporadically, dangerously fast. The cop pulls me over. And as he pulls me over, what's the first thing he does? He points his finger at the law and says, you're violating the law. You're driving recklessly. You know, but my mom on my passenger seat looks over at the cop and says, he's just having a hard time right now. He'll come around sooner or later. Is the cop supposed to forgive me because sooner or later I'm going to come along? Or do we hold those accountable that violate such laws and moral laws in this country while they're committing them? But see, again, America, you've been led to believe that, you know, somewhere down the line, you know, maybe she's going to get better. Maybe. But in the process, we don't tolerate her crimes. And what are her crimes? The influence that she's bestowing upon little kids. And what's sad about it, America, is it's actually the parents buying the tickets for their kids to go see the little raunchy Miley Cyruses of the world. I mean, I remember back in the 2000s, the beginning of the 2000s, Madonna was singing in front of these little 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls singing, I don't give a blank if I go to hell. Dancing around half naked, doing the same thing Miley Cyrus is doing today. Miley's taking it an extra mile, though, because the American people are tolerating it. Going back to Madonna, you know, what's interesting is folks across the world stood up and said, you know what, enough, Madonna. And you know what she did? She pled the fifth. She said, I can say what I want, when I want, and how I want, and there's nothing you can do about it. Baloney. And the people shut up because they believed what she said. I don't give a blank if I go to hell to little girls. You know, if you focused in close enough, folks, you'd see the parents right next to the kids that they bought the tickets for, subjecting their kids to this devil in the first place. Talking about raunchy. You know, it was also Madonna, just for the record, that said, you know, just keep the whole gay agenda out there. Keep it in their faces. They'll accept it sooner or later. Look at the people that you're allowing, friends, to legislate the next act of immorality that's going to fall on our generation, our posterity, our kids. I mean, are they not being subjected to enough and protected from nothing, friends? Yes, they are. The gates of hell have been opened upon our kids, and I'm sick and tired of it because it always goes back to the same thing. Our kids, our kids, our kids, and our kids are seeing the older generation stand back and do very little to nothing concerning who they are, what they are, how they're protected, how they're being raised. And it's interestingly enough, Scripture tells me to train up a child in the way he or she should go. Does that mean we drop our kids off at a Miley Cyrus concert? Or a Madonna concert, folks? But again, friends, you need to keep in mind that these are the ones that are being used to influence not only your kids, but also legislation. And I'm tired of it. Yet, Plato, quoted by Grout, and many believe it was Socrates that said it as well, but let me make the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws, for I will control its people. I'll say that again. That was Plato, Socrates. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Who will control its people? Those that are writing the music of a nation. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. If you had a positive, upright message in the rock and roll scene, would it be used? Of course not. Why? Because, again, going back to the narrative, because it doesn't demoralize. It doesn't come to steal, kill, and destroy. Yet my Bible tells me that King David was a psalmist. And he praised God, Psalm 33, with a loud noise. Praise God for that. And that praise and worship and that music and those instrumentalists and those musicians in this on this globe are there for God's purposes, not the enemy's. And doesn't it show you man's a carnal, fallen nature and what he's able to do if you let him do it? And that's what happens to a nation that forsakes God's law. Look to America, because that's exactly where we're at today. But again, Plato said this, quoted by Grout. And again, you can equate it to Socrates as well, but we found it with Plato. Let me make the songs of a nation. I care not who makes its laws. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar, friends. Again, read Isaiah 14. How did Satan want to elevate himself up against and over the top of the Lord? Well, what was Satan in heaven? Well, praise and worship, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the real legislators.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the real legislators because, friends, they are out on the stage right now. Let me write the music of a nation I care not for, who writes its laws, for I will control its people. I remember one particular incident, friends. I was out at a CNP meeting in Washington, D.C., a bunch of national leaders, the big wigs, as they would call themselves. They wouldn't say that, but I will, because they think it, and I know they think it. But interestingly enough, I was sitting at a table with a bunch of presidents of colleges, and one individual said to me, so what do you do? And I said, well, I do a lot of high schools and colleges, a lot of tea parties and so on and so forth. And he said, oh, really? Just kind of looked at me, looked down on me, friends. And he says, well, how effective is that? I said, well, let me ask you something. What's your favorite music? And all of a sudden, no sooner than I said it, he started playing guitar with his mouth to his favorite band, which, by the way, happened to be AC/DC. Yeah. College president influenced by AC/DC, teaching your kids. And one of the most satanic bands in the world. But interestingly enough, I said, that's how effective it is. And we happen to use a band to reach out to the young people. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. So I'm using the gift on my utility belt that God bestowed upon me, because on one day, that final day, that judgment day, I'm going to have to answer for the gifts that he bestowed upon me. And I remember another incident where I was actually being interviewed on a television show in San Diego, in studio. Of course, that's California. I was asked what the people thought of my appearance when doing events across the country, as if to say that the politicians are the standard in conveying the message to bring about resolve to the American people. I responded with, what? What, because I'm 6'5", have long hair, tattoos, a drummer for an international band, Junkyard Prophet, and quite studly, well, that's what my wife tells me. Having fun. That's what I said. And though I'm having fun, the question came across as almost to insult me. And it was an insult to me, it was. And what's interesting is they think that they have the upper hand on those losers that are up on the stage. And I went on to tell this individual that was interviewing me, I said, the real legislators are the rock stars. No. Who's the dummy? Huh? Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes this laws, for I will control the people. Who's doing it? Well, let's go back to Miley Cyrus. What is she advocating? Dope. Marijuana use. What are they passing? Throughout the United States of America, they're using little Miley Cyrus on stage in front of the kids to accept the crime that they want to normalize. I mean, the fact of the matter is, friends, you can look at me, you can look at anybody that's a musician and laugh all you want, but they have more influence than any legislator in this country, hands down, easy, no questions asked. I said, if you look at the legislators in this country, as I was being interviewed, they're not residing in the executive office or within our House of Representatives. I said, they're not in Congress, neither. I said, the real legislators are those who convey the political message through their music, lyrics, and lifestyles. These are the guys and girls that you know of as rock stars and pop stars, country stars, movie stars, whatever the case might be. I mean, folks, let's take it over to little Justin Bieber. Not too long ago, he was busted for a DWI. DUI, I'm sorry. As well as being under the influence of antidepressants and marijuana. Man, those dangerous psychotropic drugs come up everywhere when you see crime. Isn't that interesting how those are correlated? Again, is he was under the influence of antidepressants and marijuana. His mugshot was of little Justin, smiling big as if to say, nothing to fear. There'll be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who were on the same road that I was on. That judge in America, well, that soft judge will just smack me on the hand. And keep in mind, America, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Are you hearing and seeing the next generation, America? What is little Justin's message? His message is, do as I do. Go and hang out at a strip club with your daddy. Drink and drive if you want to. Disrespect authorities. Smoke dope. Well, the dope smokes you. Fornicate. Have sex before marriage. Forget about 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says, no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God. And in turn, I ask, what do those who follow little Justin do? The same exact thing that they were taught to do. Remember Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch? Yep. And who's doing the leading? The blind are, if their parents allow it. And to prove my point, Brian McKnight, an R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believes Justin's wild antics are a part of a plan to get people even more interested in his music and, of course, to sell his message at length. Well, what is it that they are conveying to their lifestyles? Lawlessness, friends. Lawlessness, lawlessness, lawlessness. It comes back to the same thing. Lawlessness, lawlessness. And who's to blame more than the professed church in America? Nobody. Antinomianism. No regard or without regard to law. They're workers of iniquity. The love of many waxeth cold because of what? The workers of iniquity. The workers of lawlessness. I mean, when I love my country, I magnify the laws against crime because I love my country. I first love my God and I love my country, right? And when I'm talking about love for my country, love for my brothers and my sisters, by magnifying the law and by not tolerating their crime. And by doing that, that's a mercy to the people that are at large. Because the people now fear God that the crime will not be tolerated because we walk in the fear of God, departing from evil. Not encouraging it or advocating it. Let's go over to some other fools that are willing to channel lawlessness by helping destroy the America that we know. Do you remember? Let's go back to some burnt hippies. George Harrison of the Beatles stated, the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then you've got them for the rest of their life. He said that on the Rolling Stone 1970 Loose Talk. That's what George Harrison said. Three of the four Beatles have been squashed thus far. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, if you go back to John Lennon, he was talking about that bastard, literally is what he used, the word bastard, concerning Jesus Christ. Not a good idea to go that direction, John, was it? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Going over to recording artist Marilyn Manson, remember, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Recording artist Marilyn Manson said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do to lure people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message. Hit Parader, October 1996, page 28. Going back to Plato, what did he say? Let me make the songs of a nation. I care not who makes its laws. See, we can see that America is up the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate on television what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination to the homosexual marriage lifestyle. Isn't it interesting how the homosexuals try to convince the American people that everyone is happy and accepting of their abominable lifestyles? And their choices, by the way, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. In fact, the opposite is true. Let's go over to Kate Perry. Her parents were missionaries. Matter of fact, I'm friends with the very individual that found her in Nashville. She ended up in a studio, and before they knew it, she was in L.A. because they knew that they had a little minion, useful idiot, that they could use. Her name is Kate Perry. If you go online, you can actually see a video of her where she told you that she sold her soul to the devil. At the Grammys, Kate Perry, with her witchy performance singing a new song, Dark Horse, again, this once self-proclaimed Christian put herself to be burned at the cross. By the way, this is how heretics are martyred. A complete mockery, folks. That is dangerous business. One has to wonder as to what her daddy, the missionary, who's a preacher, was thinking. And I'm not blaming the daddy. Because if you look at patriarchs of the old folks, even Samuel's son, He was taking bribes. A lot of the kids, I mean, look at Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. They turned out to be fornicators, thieves. I mean, there was Judas' friends. So I'm not always blaming the parents here, but the parents do need to take responsibility. And once those kids are raised up in the ways that they should go, if they depart, that's between them and God. Just ask the prodigal son. And praise God for mercy and grace in those particular situations. What we also, this is interesting too. You know the little hypocrite pretender, Beyonce? She's also a self-proclaimed Christian. Man, I'm telling you what, this raunchy individual shows the world what she's got and all that without shame. These people don't realize they're being used for a minute. Hey, listen, sin is going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to hold you and keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. Matter of fact, why don't you just ask Bon Scott, who sang, "It's not a bad place, hell is not a bad place to be." 8 hours later, he was dead, right outside of the recording studio, dead in his own vomit. Sin charges you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. 1 John 3:4. Again, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And he said again that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:5-8. And again, friends, to you I speak. Jesus answers to their hypocrisies. Take heed unto yourself. Pay careful attention. Be smart. Be wise. Be not deceived. Keep in mind, friends, we're talking about the real legislators are on stage. Again, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. We're going to finish up this segment right when we come back. On the other side, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about real legislators. Who are they? The musicians, of course. Jimi Hendrix said music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at their weakest point, you can preach into the subconscious what we want to say. He's another guy that ended up dying, choking on his own vomit. I mean, this is some pretty crazy stuff. Hey, folks, and by the way, to prove my point that it is the musicians that are legislating and are being used as the real legislators, let's talk about even for a moment how the musicians are influencing the real legislators. For example, if you go back to President Bush, George W. Bush, you know, the Christian man that he claimed to be. He heaped praise upon Ozzy Osbourne for his accomplishments, like an MTV VJ. Ozzy, who has helped Satan lead untold millions to destruction via drugs, occultism, rebellion, Satanism, was given a respectable facelift by President George W. Bush before the world media. Ozzy's wife said in response to Bush's honoring of Ozzy, "What can you say? It's the most incredible thing that he would even mention Ozzy. It's a bit overwhelming." Bush praised Ozzy for a string of his hits, stating the thing about Ozzy is he's made a lot of big hit recordings. Party with the Animals, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Facing Hell, Black Skies, and Bloodbath in Paradise. "Ozzy, Mom loves your stuff," said President George Bush. By the way, those songs that Bush praised Ozzy for, Bloodbath in Paradise. You're coming home. There's blood on the walls when Charlie and the family made house calls. You've got to be kidding. As you lie bleeding, murdered in your bed, but no one wakes when Charlie creeps behind. Yeah. Execution halts your breath. Helter Skelter, spiral death. Yeah. President Bush praising Ozzy Osbourne for these hit songs. And another song that Bush mentioned when giving praise to Ozzy, Facing Hell. Ozzy sings about how he's facing eternal judgment in hell for his wicked ways. Evil one is coming and he's knocking on your door because today is the day you pay. I'm praying that you'll never know that I'm facing hell. Wow. Did you also know that George W. Bush, the self-proclaimed Christian man that's praising Ozzy Osbourne in the People's White House during his tenure, friends, did you know that Ozzy Osbourne stated, I really learned to believe in the devil? I dedicated the Blizzard of Oz to Aleister Crowley. From Rock to Rock, Eric Barger, page 133. So here we have the President of the United States acknowledging who did the influencing here. And that's what we're talking about. Who are the real legislators here? Folks, recently we've seen Madonna, you know, the little material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. She was recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Friends, I got a question for you. Why all of the satanic innuendo and why all the mockery of Christ? When you go to Ezekiel 28, 12 through 14, you'll understand why. The enemy to praise and worship of God means to usurp and instill pride into his lawless ones is exactly the bottom line, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 14. It's pretty bizarre. I mean, what we see is we see those who are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls and worship him with the whore's forehead, Matthew 4, 9. And I want to say this. America is now witnessing the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. We're already there. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States, that stated that decadence follows luxury. Yep, America is going to understand what it's like not to know what you had. You don't know what you got until it's gone. America, sooner or later, is going to experience that, and they're going to be behind the eight ball on the fact that they should have did something while they had time to do it. And in this particular situation, folks, shut down those that are actually doing the influencing of the people, namely our young people in this country.
Boy, oh boy, we have a job to do. You know, we look around and it almost seems like a never-ending nightmare of this rolling, you know, this gigantic stone that's rolling towards us. And it's like, well, Lord, we need your grace and your strength, and we need you to show up strong on behalf of those who fear to do something about the problems that we see. And that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty day in and day out. Literally, morning till night, we are going, being spent. And what comes to my aid is John Adams and the founding forefathers. They made up less than 3% of the founding fathers established this country of the population at that time. Those were the men who worked tirelessly. They were the irate, tireless minority, but they were keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and in the hearts of men, and that's what we're doing here. It does not take a majority to prevail. God always used small numbers. Why? So he could receive his glory, and that's what the Lord's using for those faithful among men and women throughout this land, those who are willing to stand, not reel back, not tuck tail and run, but speak forth his truth come what may, and that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. And if you can give a hearty amen to that, and boy, oh boy, I'd love to see more of this out there.
Amen, sister.
Well, I was expecting maybe a little more hearty.
My voice is breaking out because I'm constantly spending.
Oh, I like that.
My throat to be used for, you know, verbally.
That's exactly right. And you know,
proclaiming.
Of course. Yeah, and we're doing that on a six, you know, I want to say 6 days a week, but it's really 7 days a week, though, because wherever we go, we're passing out tracts, we're doing whatever. It doesn't matter if we're on the radio or if we're going to the grocery store. We're bringing forth this message.
You know, I can't attest to what you're saying right now, because I noticed that the producer of the show is an 11-year-old young man. I noticed that when he's sleeping, he's talking. And he's talking about what we're doing here. So literally, we are eating, breathing, and sleeping what we do in this ministry.
Dreaming it. And you know what?
Yeah, and by the way, you find your life or you lose your life.
That's right. And yeah. We're not willing to sit down in the face of adversity. And we don't think that the founding forefathers and their sacrifice should go in vain in our lives or in our ministry. And you should feel exactly the same. And if you'd like to support this work and what we're doing, it's a work that is needful. It's a work that not many people are willing to do. But we are willing to do it. But we sincerely need to join arm in arm with those of you out there who can support and say, yes, I want to see this message not only across the United States through and through, but even internationally, which our program airs in 53 other countries as well. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. And we've had people who have taken up this call and they said, you know what? I want to be a part of this. You get a beautiful certificate every portion of sponsorship comes with a package that you'll receive. But what I like about it is the fact that you can feel good about giving towards something that's making a difference. I know that when we put our giving towards different ministries and so on, we want to put our money towards things that are making a difference and people who are actually bringing forth change and resolve and who are standing. And if you feel the same way, that's how we feel about it as well. Again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the beautiful button that says Support the Sons of Liberty. Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. Click on that button. You can't miss it. And you can support us faithfully on a monthly basis. And of course, for those that say, well, perhaps I can't do it on a monthly basis, but I'd still like to give, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. We appreciate all of your support.
Now, folks, we've been talking about who the real legislators are. They're the musicians. It's as if someone is trying to push a political message through these musicians. That's exactly what they're doing. Folks, does it not strike you that when these debased individuals are promoting, it's also what the government is attempting to pass as new legislation at the same time? Because they know that the people never accept it, so they attempt to normalize the crime towards heaven itself until they do, and they use the musicians to do just that. So herein is my point to all of this debasement. These musicians do what is illegal and unlawful on stage, only to promote the next agenda our government attempts to pass as a new legislation. Gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, and fornication. So when they do that, the question I want to leave with you is, then who are the real legislators? Because the musicians are the ones that are actually doing the dirty work for those that represent we the people. And it's interesting, the more immoral that we become as a people, the more government control follows. And that's not what you're after. So you got to ask yourself the question, are they working hand in glove? No, they're just doing what they're told to do. It's as if someone behind the scenes is purposing all of this. Well, there is, the enemy of your soul. We need to wake up to what's going on in our country. Guitarist Tom Morello of Audio Slave said on Rage TV, we are able to seduce people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message. What is their political message, friends? Why is it always demoralization? Why is it always that which counters our law that God bestowed upon us? Again, I end with, friends, let me make the songs of a nation. I care not for who makes its laws. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are...